Good evening, and welcome to a special presentation of WJCU Sports. This is Brendan Gulick. Late this afternoon, John Carroll University announced the official hire of the 17th head coach in the history of John Carroll football, and tonight we are privileged to be joined by the new leader of the Blue Streaks program, Mr. Tom Marth. Coach, congratulations on an outstanding accomplishment, and really, thank you for spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you, Brendan, and I really appreciate you asking me to be on.
You know, it's been a pleasure having the chance to get to know you over the last couple of years, and I know as a department we're awfully excited about the future of this program. You know, I'm sure it's been an emotional day for you and for your family, and if we can, I'd like to start with that pivotal moment. You know, if you can, try to describe for us what it was like when you were told you were going to be named the next head coach.
Well, it was very surreal. You know, it's certainly something that was a goal of mine. You know, in the long run, in the long term, hopefully, it's at some point to have the opportunity to be the head football coach at John Carroll University. It came certainly sooner than I anticipated, but you know, just really, really humbled and honored by the opportunity.
As you were going through this process, and at some point you realized you were a finalist for this position, how did you prepare yourself for that moment to receive the news, not yet knowing if it would be good or bad?
Well, you know, that's always difficult, the unknown. And I think that, you know, all you can do is worry about what you can control, and to know that I put, my best effort forward, and you know, I feel that that I'm very capable of representing John Carroll University, and hopeful that that our administration felt the same way, and that things would work out for the best.
We're visiting with newly appointed head football coach Tom Marth. Coach, what do you think the biggest obstacle is going to be for you in the short term?
Well, I think certainly, there's many obstacles, but I think that's part of why this is so exciting to me. I mean, it's a great challenge, but more importantly, it's an outstanding opportunity. And I think that, you know, initially going forward, it's going to be an issue where we're right in the middle of recruiting. And I think that we're about a week or so behind in visits, and it's just going to be important for us to really hit the ground running and to go out and bring as many student athletes onto this campus as we can. And I know our coaching staff has done a phenomenal job up to this point. They've all been out on the road. They've all had great visits. There's so much interest and so much momentum that we have going right now at John Carroll University, and it's exciting to see that, and we're looking forward to getting going.
The recently begun offseason here, it's your fourth as a coach at John Carroll, and I know you have been heavily involved in that recruiting process over the last three. What qualities do you look for in a player?
Well, first of all, we look for high character. I think that's the most important factor. People that we know are going to represent John Carroll well and fit in with who we are as a university and what our school represents. I think that's first and foremost. Secondly, we have to look at grades. We have to look at their academic record, and John Carroll's an unbelievable school, and it's the standards for being accepted are high, and we need to make sure that we recruit great people who are intelligent and can do the work here at John Carroll. And finally, after that, we look for outstanding football players, people who are going to be able to come into our program and contribute and help us accomplish great things.
John Carroll new head football coach Tom Marth is our guest. And Coach, a couple of those guys that I think exemplify what you just talked about were this past year, senior quarterback Mike Locke and sophomore linebacker Kevin Cope. And we had a chance to do interviews with them during the second half of the season. And one thing that they both touched on was the family-like atmosphere that was really created around this program. Now, as a new head coach, how do you try to continue to bring that sense of brotherhood to the players?
Well, you know, I think that's such a critical aspect of a football program is having that family atmosphere, and for our players to love each other truthfully, and for our coaches to love our players and the staff to mesh well together, I think is just so important. And I think it starts in the recruiting process. I think that our responsibility as coaches is really to be an extension of our student athletes' families. You know, a lot of them aren't from this area. A lot of them are, but there's a good majority that aren't as well. And it's important that we're here for them, and that we're that extension of their family, and certainly their teammates become their brothers and people that they're going to grow with throughout their 4 years here at John Carroll, and certainly after they graduate, these are friendships that last a lifetime, and I think that's so important, and I think that's something that really makes John Carroll special.
Do you feel that because you're a younger head coach, only 10 years out of school, that you have a different kind of connection with players simply because the age difference isn't quite as drastic?
Certainly. I think that, I'm not too far out, but at the same time, I'm pretty far. I mean, some of these conversations that I overhear and the different things, the tweeting and all that stuff, that wasn't around when I was in school. But I think I have a great relationship with our players. I think I'm able to relate very well with them and to be someone who they can look to and someone who they can respect.
You know, you're only 31 years old, and in one context you can say it that way, but like you said, you're 31 years old, and you do feel a little bit of separation. But if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, 14 years of your adult life, right, and 8 of them you've spent in some capacity at John Carroll. Why is this place so special to you?
Boy, it's been special to me even before I was a student here. I was fortunate as a high school kid, to have the opportunity to come to football camps here at John Carroll University. They were run by Coach Perella, who's been an unbelievable person in my life, just somebody that I've always looked to and admired, and has been with me really throughout everything. And he was an individual that, I think saw something in me, at an early age that maybe other people didn't. And he always told me, the future that he thought that I could have. And, he was the biggest reason why I chose John Carroll. And from that point on, being here and stepping foot on our campus and seeing what a truly special place this is, it's something that it's hard to explain, but I think the people who are here and whoever are a part of it understand. It's an incredible place, and I'm so proud of who we are, of what we represent, of our alumni, what they've accomplished. It means the world to me.
We're visiting with head football coach Tom Arth. Coach, you've spent a lot of time here, and as you mentioned, not just as a student or as a coach, but before that. And certainly you have plenty of experiences to reflect on. How has the collective experience that you have had over however many years you want to quantify it as, how has that prepared you for this moment?
Well, I think everything, going back to being a player at St. Ignatius and certainly at John Carroll and beyond, I think the experiences that I've had are pretty unique. And I think the coaches that I've had the great fortune of being around are pretty special people. I mean, you think about Coach Kyle and Coach Restifo and the entire staff at St. Ignatius and who they are and the type of people that they are and what they've accomplished and is so incredible. And then to come to John Carroll University and have a man like Coach Scaife as our head football coach and someone who's again a mentor to me and someone who has been such an important person in my life. I've been so fortunate, and certainly the opportunities to play after college, being around some of the best players, really in the history of the NFL, and in my opinion, some of the best coaches in the history of the NFL. I think the wealth of experience that I've had is I'm going to draw on it a lot, and I've learned a lot, and I'm going to continue to learn as I go. But I feel very confident in my experiences and in my core set of values that are going to help us.
I know
successful.
You mentioned Coach Scaife, and I know you have a very close personal friendship with him. Have you spoken with him since then? And if so, what did he say?
I have, and it was it's been a difficult few weeks, and nobody really anticipated what was going to happen, and it was very difficult. And Coach Scaife, again, is someone who's always been there for me through everything. He's one of the most important people in my life. I mean, I played for him, I coached with him and for him, and I owe a lot of my being here to Coach Scaife. And I think about him all the time. I talked to him a week ago, and I know he's doing well. And he's someone who, in my opinion and my hope, that is always going to be a part of our football program. And he means a lot to our players now, and he means a lot to me.
John Carroll head football coach Tom Arth is our guest. Coach, what changes can fans look forward to for a typical game day experience?
Well, I don't know, right off the bat here, what kind of changes you'll you'll see. I think we have a lot of time to work all that out. But I can say that you know, you're going to see a great level of football. I mean, I'm certain there's a lot of high expectations out there from our alumni, from a lot of people. But I can assure you that there's nobody that has higher expectations than me, and it's going to be our goal to really represent John Carroll University in an unbelievable way, but to go out there and to play to the best of our God-given ability in every single instance. And you know, where that leaves us, I think, is a very successful football team, a team that's going to win a lot of football games and do some special things.
You mentioned that the recruiting process, because you've essentially had to take a week off of that, is now a little bit accelerated. Do you also have a timetable set to make personnel decisions on your staff, and are those also accelerated because of that?
Well, I certainly don't have a timetable set. I think it's going to be important to make all those decisions as quickly as we can, because we are in the middle of recruiting. It's a very important time. However, I do think that you know, it's important not to rush into any decisions, to really evaluate where we are, and to put the best people in place, and attract the right people into our program, and to get them in the right positions. I think that's critical. I think that has so much to do with success in college football, is that continuity of staff and having a successful staff.
Coach, we really appreciate your time tonight. Before we wrap up, you are one of the catalysts behind the motto that this team has had the last couple of years, Nuestro Modo, which is Latin for our way. I know it might be a little premature, but have you started to think about maybe what the motto for this team will be going forward for this new era?
Absolutely, and I think that's a part of it. I think Nuestro Modo is a part of it. That was something that we embraced on the offensive side, and I think it resonates, and I think people are starting to understand what that's all about, and it's something that you really can't explain, but it's who we are. And I think that going forward, there's going to be an emphasis on that, and really, you know, embracing the fact that we're a Jesuit university, and the Jesuits are an incredible people. St. Ignatius of Loyola, you know, what he did in founding of the Jesuits, and the examples of leadership that he set forth, I think, are so important. And I think they resonate still today. They're core values. They're a plan that works, and I think that's going to be an important part of our football program, is making sure our players understand that, understand our heritage, and really embrace that.
Well, on behalf of the entire WJCU Sports Department, congratulations, and we are awfully excited for you and for the future of this program. Thank you so far for everything you've done for us, and I know we look forward to following the Blue Streaks with an even closer eye as we continue on next year.
Well, thank you very much, Brendan, and we certainly appreciate everything that you do for John Carroll.